And Lee Hodges will place the ball, presumably, for Watton to chip in the area, although this isn't too much a greater distance from where he scored on Saturday.
I think he'll fancy his chances, won't he? Well,
he might go for this, you know. He might have a crack at this.
He's absolutely looking as though he's going to...
But he's placed it carefully. He'd probably fool us all, though, but after Saturday, you can't rule out the shot. He's going to chip it into the area. Up towards Coughlin on the far side, who got a slight touch. Jason Bent's there! 4-1 Argyle between the legs of the keeper, and Jason Bent has got his third goal for Argyle, and surely now the result beyond question, as Argyle have one hand on the championship trophy. It's Darlington 1, Plymouth Argyle 4. The fans are going bananas.
Confident finish there by Jason Bent. The free kick, we were all speculating whether it was in distance for Paul Watton to have a shot at goal. Well, he just chipped it up to the right-hand side of the area. Graham Coughlin battled away for it. It broke nicely for Jason Bent, and he right-footed, swept the ball into the centre of the goal between the legs of the Darlington goalkeeper, Chris Porter, who'd be disappointed not to make the save, but such was the pace on the shot that it flashed between his legs. And Argyle now, as you quite rightly say, Gordon, with one hand and just about to put a second hand on the championship trophy.